Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi, y'all. This is Houseguest, and I am your host, Kenzie Elizabeth. Think a Gen Z wannabe Martha Stewart meets Dolly Parton trying to live in a Nancy Meyers movie in her 20s. We talk all about life, relationships, navigating your 20s, closing out the bars, or waking up at 5 a.m., depending on our vibe that week. Ultimately, living our best lives and figuring it out along the way. So come hang out. Sometimes I have guests on who do really cool things, some of my best friends, or it's just me and my house that I spend way too much time in. So let's get into the show. Hi, y'all. Welcome back to House Guest Podcast. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, everyone. I have been waiting for this moment. First things first, hopefully you guys are noticing that our setup on YouTube looks a little bit better. And I finally have one of those mic flags. Yeah, this thing. It looks cute. If you guys are watching, it says House Guest. If you're listening to the audio, hopefully you guys will see it on Instagram or something. But I'm just feeling a little bit more official these days, or really putting in that extra step, that extra effort, okay? I've been listening to a lot of Ed Milet lately, and it's really been doing something for me. Also, little update, I got an infrared sauna on a Black Friday deal. It was actually a very good deal. With that being said, infrared saunas, I don't know when they decided to be that expensive. I really don't. So it's my Christmas gift this year, next year, the year after that. It's all my holiday, or it's all my birthday gifts until I'm probably like the age of 35, you know? So I hope I really get a lot of use out of that. Anyways, today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to make Christmas feel like it did when you were a kid, okay? I'm a host, literally a podcast host and a home host. I'm very passionate about the holidays. Drinking game, you know? I got ahead of myself this year. I'll be the first to admit it, okay? My tree was up before Halloween. I was putting the ornaments on, actually, as the trick-or-treaters were coming, okay? I forgot it was Halloween. I had to DoorDash candy because I didn't even have any candy to give to the trick-or-treaters for them because I thought it was literally December 1st, okay? Like, I'm literally Mrs. Claus. I'm so passionate about a gift guy. Like, I already have gifts wrapped underneath my Christmas tree. And as I'm recording this, it is November 27th. So anyways, I'm just very... very passionate Christmas girl. I love to get into the Christmas spirit. And there's nothing worse than a year when it doesn't feel like Christmas. So as of right now, as you guys are listening, it's either early December or it's, I think, the last day of November. Okay. So we're going to get really ahead of it and we're going to plan out our holiday season. We're going to just get in the mood. We're going to get in the zone. I have had Christmas movies and music playing nonstop for the past month. Okay. And here's the thing about the Christmas, the holiday season, if you will. When you're a kid, it feels like it's like 2 years. It feels like it lasts forever because you're just waiting for Christmas Day, right? But as an adult, like, you realize that like the magic of Christmas is in the Christmas season. Like, I actually don't want it to become Christmas because then Christmas is over. But when you're a kid, you just like want to unwrap your gifts, right? And it just feels like Christmas takes forever. And then when you become an adult, you realize like, we really only got 4 weeks to like do all this stuff, right? So that's why I personally have decided to take care of my mental health and start my Christmas season and just prolong it about at least double, okay? So that's why I personally choose to be a November 1st Christmas girly. And apparently this past year, like October, like 21st. So anyways, I don't feel bad about it. If anything, I feel amazing about it. My tree this year is the best it's ever looked. And my house this year is the most cheerful. Look, we have another Christmas tree in here. I don't really like this one that much, but we don't need to go there. It's not, I just like, I'm not even fixing it. Like next year I'll be doing something different. Maybe I'll go vintage, you know? I don't know what that quite is. But my main Christmas tree, I'm very passionate about it, okay? So we're going to just make Christmas feel like it was like you're a kid again, okay? I was thinking about this, not to be horrible. Love my family. But I was like, how to make Christmas feel like a kid again? And I'm like, your family, like, it's just different when you're an adult because, like, you're probably living alone and not with, like, your family who's, like, screaming at each other and crying and, like, you're hiding in a room. You know what I mean? Like, maybe too niche, but, like, really a lot of the Christmas season, if you think about it as a kid, it's just a lot of stress. I feel like it's a lot of stress for other people. But I'm choosing to live in the delusion that Christmas is magical because Christmas is magical, but I'm choosing to only see the magic, okay? And now, chances are a lot of you guys who are listening to this are most, I would be shocked if there's anyone under the age of 18 listening to this podcast or who regularly listens to this podcast, but it just like you now have the control almost to like make your own holiday traditions and like make Christmas what you want Christmas to be. From the second that I moved out, I did all those things. I will say I grew up in a November 1st household. My family loves Christmas. Like it's always been like a big thing for us. But yeah, I feel very passionately about it, obviously. So we're making it feel like we're kids again. And I hope you guys are having a fabulous Christmas season so far. With love from, you know, me, Mrs. Claus at this point. And I hope you guys like my outfit as well if you guys are watching on YouTube. I'm feeling very festive. This top, by the way, everyone needs to get this for their Christmas fit. I wore this top, if you guys are listening. I'm wearing this, if you follow me on Instagram, I wore it to when I hosted Friendsgiving. But it's this like red knit sweater with like puffy sleeves and like little like fake pearls all over. It's really cute. And then I got these red kid heels that were like $30. Anyways, linked on my like to know it. It's a great holiday fit. So as somewhat of a Christmas expert myself, the key is to get ahead of it. Okay. And listen, you know, we're not at October 22nd anymore when my tree is going up. I'm not saying that ahead of it. What I mean is that you have to get ahead of it as far as like planning out your holiday season, especially as an adult, because now everyone has jobs and like commitments and responsibilities. So if you want to go participate in the festive holiday cheer, you've got to put that into your Google Calendar. Sorry. Okay. And it doesn't need to take out the joy out of it, but like that's just the reality. Okay. So we need to be planning. Don't let the Christmas season just don't get lost in it. Okay. You've got to stand your ground. Okay. We're also making Christmas our own. I mean, I do always talk about the positives and how Christmas is very magical and how I love it so much and whatever. In a very serious note, I feel like I'm being like, I don't know, I'm like really on one today. But in all seriousness, even though I'm talking about how the like Christmas, you want it to be magical and you like how I'm very passionate about Christmas and still keeping Christmas in this light, I also recognize it can be very hard. We lost, you know, an immediate family member in my family. We've also actually three people within the span of less than 2 years. So it's definitely can be very difficult and hard. So I'm not taking away from that. But what I'm trying to say is that we're making Christmas our own. Okay. So the first thing we have to do is decorate your space. Now you don't need to spend a lot of money to do this. Literally at all. Okay. Something that I love so much is Christmas decor. So even when I was younger, and like it really was like Chris, that was just something I really wanted to spend money on because I just love having a Christmas tree and having that, whatever. With that being said, I wasn't buying like nice stuff. I was getting it all discounted. You can also, by the way, at the end of the season, everything goes on sale. So buy your stuff then, but also you can get like, they have really cute trees actually right now at Five Below. I was there with my niece recently. You can get really cute stuff for like a very inexpensive or if you don't want to do any sort of decor, but you want to make your house just feel more Christmassy, something that's like literally, I mean, pretty much free because you're probably already paying for it, is just putting like the Yule logs on your TV. They have Christmas ones, like Christmas scapes. So just having that playing literally 24/7, I think is great. But inexpensive Christmas decor, Dollar Tree has amazing stuff. Target typically has really good sales and they have good prices as well. Five Below has really great stuff. There's ways to do it on a budget. Like you could do it under $20 if you wanted to just like get something and add something fun. And then also I would really recommend shopping at the end of the season because everything goes on sale. So it's very amazing.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I am dying at the sponsor, guys. We are now sponsored by Urban Outfitters, okay? I grew up at Urban Outfitters. Speaking of holiday memories and just buying gifts in general, I was always buying gifts from Urban Outfitters. Like my childhood bestie and I, oh my God, we were always there, okay? And the best gifts are Urban Outfitters gifts, okay? You can celebrate the special people in your life with the best holiday gifts at Urban Outfitters. Shop gifts for her, gifts for him, gifts by price, or our top pick gifts for you. They're at the top of the list for a reason, okay? You can shop their most popular styles to find the most celebrated gifts of the season and find gifts for everyone on your list. If you're not sure where to start, you can just browse their holiday gift guide, which I look at literally all of the time. I actually just got a bunch of stuff from Urban for my house. So you can shop their most loved brands or find unique picks that will always make them think of you. So whether you want something cozy like a throw blanket or a warm sweater or something more unexpected, you can find it at Urban Outfitters. They also have really cute Christmas decor. They also have amazing ornaments. I mean, they just have everything, okay? And while you're shopping, add in the gift that everyone wants, which is an Urban Outfitters gift card. It's really kind of like a one-stop shop. They have so much stuff and they have the best, like even oversized graphic t-shirts. They have the coolest like little knickknacks. They have the coolest books. They have a great like vinyl collection. They have amazing like cozy socks. I mean, they literally have everything at Urban Outfitters. I mean, I think I spent, I would say like 20% of my high school experience. I would literally just like roam the store for hours and hours and hours finding the perfect gifts. And just honestly, I loved being in the store. It's the best place ever, okay? So shop urbanoutfitters.com and receive an additional 10% off when you use the code KINZY10 at checkout. I cannot believe I have an Urban Outfitters discount code, okay? Shop urbanoutfitters.com and receive an additional 10% off when you use the code KINZY10 at checkout.
Hi, I'm Shira Barlow, but you may know me as the food therapist. I'm so excited to announce Dear Media's first ever daily show, Good Instincts. If you've ever found it challenging to eat thoughtfully while juggling a busy schedule, then this show is for you. Instead of aiming to simply eat healthier, we'll focus on tips and mindset shifts that streamline the process. Because balance is key, and the less complicated, the better. Join me every Monday through Friday for bite-sized episodes designed to help you close the gap between where you are right now and where you want to go. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the holiday season, which means it is time to do some holiday shopping, okay? Sometimes getting presents for people can get overwhelming because you're like, what do I even need to buy? Like, I feel like everyone has everything. I don't know what to do. Or I just like literally have absolutely no clue. And I'm here to let you know that you really cannot go wrong with Sunglass Hut. They have something for everyone on your list, okay? They have such a wide selection of sunglasses. And Sunglass Hut is just the perfect gifting destination for literally everyone on the list. I went to the Sunglass Hut at North Park, my favorite mall ever. They were so nice. They were so helpful. Sometimes I don't know like what style I feel like compliments me or looks the best on me. And they were just so helpful and they knew exactly what I needed, basically. It's a season of giving, but finding the perfect gift can often feel like searching for a needle in a haystack. I think I found the solution for all of my gifting woes, okay? I found all of the shades of holiday at Sunglass Hut, where it's all about the magic of gifting. So no matter what they're into, you're bound to find something memorable thanks to their holiday selection that includes styles from the biggest brands like Prada, Dolce & Gabbana, Versace, Ray-Ban, Oakley, and Burberry. Plus, their curated holiday collection includes 10 shades only available at Sunglass Hut. You can check out their special holiday gift guide. Browse gifts based on look, fit, lifestyle, brand, and more for anyone on your list. Their gift guide is the place to find gifts for everyone. It's the best ultimate gift destination. They also have customization and engraving options. You could also get a gift card. They have a super knowledgeable store staff and a guide to help you find the perfect gift. You can just talk to their expert sales associates or try out their latest technology both online and in store. Their personalized services, the buy now, pay later, their sun love protection plan, repair services, free fitting and adjustment, and replacement coverage. So head on over to Sunglass Hut and discover the special selection of shades in store and on sunglasshut.com. There's a perfect gift for everyone this holiday season. Head over to your nearest store or go to online to sunglasshut.com and check out their unique selection of shades available only at Sunglass Hut. You're going to love what you find. Visit them in store or online. Sunglass Hut is the destination for all of your holiday gifting needs. I know I feel like everyone is trying to, you know, start all their new goals, get healthy, stay on top of it in January. But let me just tell you something. Now is actually the time to start your new habits, okay? Because they're going to stick longer and they're just going to be better, okay? A new habit that I started this year was taking a probiotic. I take Just Thrive. We had the founder of Just Thrive on the podcast and it was a very loved episode. It's so crazy, guys. 80 to 90% of Americans suffer from some gut issue. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, indigestion, heartburn, and acid reflux. According to research, 99.9% of the probiotics on the market die in your naturally harsh stomach acid before they get to where they're needed, even the refrigerated ones. So how can a probiotic survive our 98-degree bodies if it cannot withstand room temperature? Feels like such an obvious one, but I like never even thought about it. Also, something that's wild is 70 to 80% of your immune system lives in your gut. It is the core of our health. So with Just Thrive, here are some of the benefits. Their proprietary strains have been third-party clinically tested and proven to arrive 100% alive in your gut. Provides immune support, boosts energy, improves sleep, promotes healthy skin, encourages healthy weight management, and supports the gut-brain connection. It's also proven in clinical trials to start to address leaky gut in just 30 days. So if you're ready to take control of your constipation, bloat, and stress, and live your healthiest life yet, you get 20% off your first 90-day bottle of Just Calm and Just Thrive Probiotic today. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use promo code ILOVEYOU. While you're there, check out all their other clinically backed products. Take control today with Just Thrive. Okay, create the atmosphere. Now, this is huge, okay? When I wake up in the morning, I immediately turn my Christmas tree lights on. I turn my fireplace on and then I put a Christmas movie on immediately, okay? And if I don't have a Christmas movie on, I have Christmas music playing because it just puts you in the best mood and you're getting every single second out of that time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so I have playing music, movies on the TV. Oh, scents is huge. If you have a holiday scent that reminds you of your childhood or something that you grew up with. Like for me, I always had a marshmallow fireside candle from Bath & Body Works. So actually, other life hack, I know I've said this before. If you guys moved away and you're homesick or you just like want to feel nostalgic, burn scents from your childhood or that remind you of your childhood because they're so comforting. So like when I was living in LA, I would always burn scents that I would have in like my bedroom in Texas. And it was just very, very comforting and soothing. But also like scents create an atmosphere. So having holiday candles. Another thing that can be really inexpensive is a simmer pot. I just ordered one of these. I shockingly have not done this, but I did just order one from Amazon, I think for like $15. And then you can put in things like they have like oranges and cinnamon and things. And it just makes your entire house smell really good. And that's pretty inexpensive. I think a huge one though is Christmas movies on in the morning because something about it just signals it's the holiday season. It's holiday time and it's just, it puts you in the best mood. Okay, going back to decorating your space, Another thing that can double as decor is the Christmas presents that you're buying. So every gift that I get, I immediately wrap it and then I put it underneath the tree because then it doubles as more home decor. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really getting more like bang for my buck because I'll probably have those until around Christmas. So I like having everything wrapped and ready and under the tree because it looks cuter. It looks like I have, because I live by myself, obviously. So it feels like I'm like living with a family almost, but it also just like doubles as decor. This is huge. This is actually really, really huge. So when I said earlier that we're not letting Christmas just happen to us, we are happening to Christmas. That's not the right saying. But we're not letting time fly by, okay? We're making plans. We're doing things. We've got to like get this down. Oh, side note, I'm really getting off track. Do you guys remember when it was ABC's like 25 Days of Christmas? Every single night I would have one of those Christmas movies playing every single night. Now it's obviously not ABC's and that's, you know, whatever. I'm sure they have something like that. And I just go on like Netflix and actually I've been on Prime Video a lot because they have Christmas with the Cranks. And then I watched Four Christmases yesterday. I forgot how funny that movie was. It is so good. My favorite movie of all time is The Holiday. And I love The Holiday. It is literally the best movie that's ever existed. I watch it year-round personally. We are making holiday bucket lists this year because we are doing every single thing possible to keep the Christmas magic alive, okay? The world is dark and we're going to have Christmas basically save us. But Macy and I actually, we went to a bar. I'm not kidding. And we, oh my God. Cyber Monday as I'm recording this and I am literally the most popular girl in the world except for they're literally all sales text. So we made a big bucket list. Some of these are specific to Dallas, but I'll give you guys a little bit of inspo, if you will. I'll also post one on the Instagram. The way I said that sounded like I was like 40. I'm like on the Instagram. I meant like on the house guest Instagram, but you guys get it, okay? So again, like I said, you need to schedule in your holiday cheer. So not only are you going to make a Christmas bucket list, but I texted Macy the other night and I said, okay, so when are we doing these things? And we literally like scheduled them in advance. So they're all happening. Okay. Some of these cost money. Some of these are free. And some of them are pretty inexpensive. So the first thing, free, a Christmas light viewing walk. In Dallas, like I grew up always going to Deerfield, which is in Plano. And it's this neighborhood that syncs the Christmas lights up to the radio station. So you like drive through like very, very slowly with your hot cocoa. And you're just viewing all the Christmas lights and it's so cozy and it's so fun. And I just love going there. Or you can just go to like a nice area that has like nice lights and walk around, you know? There's a lot of pop-up bars in Dallas specifically, but I know everywhere, I feel like in the past couple of years, these have gotten so popular. So like Bishop Arts has one in Dallas. I know there's one at the Village. There's all over like Lower Greenville. There's so many. So I feel like Christmas pop-up bars are definitely it. This is specific to us, but we did write down Christmas movie night where Macy's phone is locked in a box. So that'll be good and some great quality time. We want to go to Ficini for dinner just because I feel like it'd be like a really cute festive vibe. And then Hudson House Lovers because it's very decorated. But for anyone who's not in Dallas, which is probably most of y'all, just going to restaurants that are very decorated and go all out. Like we have the ones in Beverly's is really cute too in Dallas. You know this, you just know the ones that like do the most. Like that's where I need to be. I need to be wherever the most is being done. That is my goal this holiday season.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Something that is really going to come in clutch this holiday season is Drizly. Drizly is a go-to app to get drinks delivered, especially during the holidays. Drizly offers one of the widest selections of beer, wine, and spirits available. You can shop curated gift guides, get recommendations from experts, and discover drinks for all of your holiday festivities delivered to your door with Drizly. You can also compare prices on drinks from local stores to save time and money while shopping. There's actually a couple reasons why I think Drizly is awesome. One, it's amazing for gifts, even a last minute gift. If someone is like hosting you for dinner, even like having your alcohol sent there, giving them a little holiday gift, giving, you know, sending someone something from afar. I think Drizly is awesome. Also, if you're hosting, it's great if you run out of something, you can just have something immediately delivered. Or even if you're just having a nice cozy night at home and you want to order something in. I mean, Drizly is there for you. The one thing that I always run out of when I'm hosting is it's always something specific for a specific holiday cocktail we're making. And so Drizly is really just so helpful and it comes in so clutch. Something else that I really love about it is that you're able to just see all the prices instead of going to 5 different stores to see who has, you know, your favorite, whatever, maybe your favorite wine, the cheapest. You can see all that from Drizly. So not only are you saving time, but you're also saving money. It's also about to be engagement season at this point. So if you want to like send someone, like one of your close friends that just got engaged, some champagne, Drizly is the way to do it. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's DRIZLY.com. Must be 21 plus, not available in all locations. I feel so passionately about Article. So much of my furniture in my home is from Article. You know, this summer we had the whole saga with my pool. I love my backyard. I got all new furniture for around my pool. That was all Article, okay? The chairs, the table, and the umbrella. Then I'm like in the middle of redoing my master bedroom. It's not really doing it for me, okay? So I just got a new dresser. I also got a new bench that's really cute. And I also got a cute little side table. And I already had an Article chair there, okay? I love their stuff. Article believes in delightful design for every home. And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices too, right? My mom is an interior designer, and she's always talking about how Article has the best prices like she's literally ever seen for what you're getting. They have a curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs that makes furniture shopping simple. Article offers fast, affordable shipping across the U.S. and Canada. Plus, they won't leave you waiting around. You pick the delivery time and they'll send you updates every step of the way. Their knowledgeable customer care team is there when you need them to make sure your experience is smooth and stress-free. Their team of designers are all about finding the perfect balance between style, quality, and price. They're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and looks good doing it. So Article is actually offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/houseguest and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/houseguest for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Guys, I really, truly cannot recommend their stuff enough. You go on my Instagram, you're probably seeing me post their stuff constantly. They just have the cutest stuff, and it makes my house just look and feel so much better. So again, that's article.com/houseguest for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Oh, another thing we want to do, which I kind of mentioned this before, but we want to get a truck, like one of our guy friends' trucks. We want to make a very cozy bed in the truck bed. And we want to be like bundled up, like, oh, brr, I'm so cold, you know, like wearing a bunch of layers, beanies, scarves, hot cocoa. And all of us are like sitting in the truck bed as we're driving through looking at the lights. Like that is a dream to me. Okay. That is my ideal holiday night. Arboretum, the tea room, we want to get holiday tea. There's a grapevine drive through, ice rinks. Like there, I mean, you know, there's more. Let's see if I have more on here. Oh, for me, I need to plan White Santa. I need to plan my Christmas party. I have the date of what I'm going to do, and I'm going to send it out this week. But I'm open to suggestions. Like, I don't want to do a typical dinner party, and I don't want to do, I don't know, I want to do something that's a little bit more festive. I don't necessarily want to do like a cocktail contest, but I don't know. Like, I'll keep you guys posted. Obviously, I haven't decided completely in real time yet. But Christmas pajama movie night with the girls, so fun. I think even like a Christmas slumber party when you're an adult and like just the fun of life is ripped away from you, I think that could be fun. Baked Christmas cookies, window shopping, actual Christmas shopping. Yeah, you just have to make your bucket list. And you can add to it. Even today, I texted her and I was like, we should go to Neiman's downtown because it's so festive and it's very city-like and walk around with hot chocolate. Basically, this holiday season, you're going to see me with hot chocolate walking around, okay? I'm going to be walking around the mall. I'm going to be walking around the Christmas lights. I'm going to be walking around my house that's festive. I don't care, but I will have a hot chocolate in hand. Like, that is what I want. And it's going to be like I'm hanging out with Santa every single day. Like, I want to feel like I want to feel like Santa is coming. Like, I literally want to be so delusional that I leave out, like, Christmas cookies in my kitchen the night before, like, for Santa. Like, that is the level in which I'm trying to bring back the holiday cheer. You know what I mean? So a holiday bucket list is really great. Make that with your friends. Do it on a collaborative note. And then every Sunday night, someone needs to be the designated planner, whoever's already the designated planner in your friend group, and go through, and you guys can plan throughout the week when you're going to do those things so that they all get done. Because it's one thing to make a bucket list. It's another thing to actually do the things. You know what I mean? It's like the difference between like a vision board and an action board. Okay? There you go. So yeah, we need a schedule in our holiday cheer. Sorry. But that's just like where life is at this point. Another thing that I think is really good is doing things in the community, especially because so many of us that listen to this podcast live alone or live with roommates or don't live in the same state as our parents and our family. You're living maybe in a new place with a new job and you're just not as established community-wise, or you're just naturally spending a lot more time alone because you're working remote. Sometimes we just spend so much time alone. It just gets very isolating and lonely and boring. So I think just making sure you're out and going and doing the community things that are also typically free. So like Christmas tree lightings, if they have like a Christmas festival, going to like the tree farm, volunteering. There's so many things that you can do that are volunteering. I just think in the holiday season, putting yourself in places with community is really good because you probably had that when you were a kid. At least like you were just naturally around more people because you lived with your family. And you also like went to school every day with like kids your age, you know? I'm saying this as if like, I obviously know you guys have jobs, but so many of y'all do work from home. So I don't know, at least for me, because I work from home, I just think that that's very helpful. Christmas gifts is obviously huge. That's what I love the most. I have an entire gift guide podcast episode coming out. I also have all the gift guides on LTK already. If you guys are shopping right now and needing to look at that, but holiday shopping is just, I mean, it's the most fun time of the year. It's something about it. Like, it's just so magical, you know? Okay. So I asked y'all, what are some things that you guys do to get in the holiday spirit? I'm going to be listing them off. Christmas bed sheets and all the classic movies. We're going to post on the House Guest Podcast Instagram something to leave like Christmas holiday movies and book racks, okay? Okay, watch Christmas movies in the morning. Couldn't agree more. Something about a Christmas movie in the morning. It's very Christmas. Host a cookie decorating party with my friends. Watch Elf, decorate the house, see attractions with Christmas lights, decorate my childhood home with my mom every year with Christmas music on. Making Christmas cards, Christmas themed nails, of course. Christmas scent car air freshener. I haven't thought about that. That's good. Reindeer ears on my car. Okay, I'm not at that level, but like that's cute. Christmas candles and body wash. Christmas pajamas. Peppermint mocha creamer with a Starbucks holiday blend, K-cup, and a Christmas mug. I love how specific you are there. That is something I don't even know how I didn't bring that up. Christmas creamers. That's huge. Like immediately you need those, okay? Also, probably like $3 in a good way. So just add a little holiday cheer into your day. Cozy Christmas Jazz, a playlist on Spotify. I listen to that one all the time. While doing anything in the home, make gingerbread house with my grandma. Watch Elf, Advent Cal, watch The Holiday. Amen. I couldn't agree more. A holiday coffee creamer, holiday PJs and slippers, Advent calendars, go look at Christmas lights and play Christmas music, Christmas pajamas, always having music playing, Christmas movies at least three nights a week. gingerbread houses, Christmas markets, Christmas lights, Christmas shopping, Hallmark movies, make homemade ornaments and gifts, decorating the Christmas tree. Someone said, really lean into everything. Christmas coffee creamer, go see lights once a week, etc. Call everything Christmas noun. Christmas Pilates class, Christmas pizza, Christmas everything. I love that. Okay, we're the same. Watch Eloise, Snow Globe, and The Happiest Season, Winter Candles, buy myself one unique ornament every year. That's cute. Getting Starbucks at the mall and window shopping. I mean, there is just something so magical about that. Oh, Cinnamon Brooms from Trader Joe's. That's a good one. Christmas themed books and decorate the home. Christmas playlist. Send Christmas cards. That's cute. Making Christmas treat bags for your friends as coworkers like you would sometimes on like Valentine's Day as a kid. Watching Eloise. These are all good. I really hope that this episode just gave you some holiday inspiration. I hope it got you a little bit more into the Christmas season, okay? It's the best season of the entire year. I am over the moon, unbelievably excited for this year. We've got some also great guests coming on the podcast this month. I'm very excited. I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. And Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I just, also keep up with the vlogs because they've been incredibly festive lately. We've been going all out. Oh, another thing that I did, which I don't normally do is I do shop normally, but from H&M, they have the best fall and winter clothing right now, and they always do. I'm such an H&M girl in the fall and winter, and I got a lot of really cute holiday, like festive clothing that's good for like parties and stuff on sale. Very inexpensive if you have like a holiday work party, cannot recommend H&M enough, seriously. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. Merry Christmas. I love you guys so much. And I will talk to you next week in our next episode. Thank you all so much for listening. If you love this episode, please don't forget to leave a rating and review. It really helps the show grow. If you want to follow me behind the scenes, you can find me on Instagram or YouTube at Kinzie Elizabeth or on TikTok at Kinzie the Texan. I drop new episodes every Thursday and they're also available to watch on YouTube. Thanks so much for listening and I will talk to y'all next Thursday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.